From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Coast Guard has begun a test burn of spilled crude oil in the Gulf of Mexico. From New Orleans, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Unable to cap the deep water well, which is releasing thousands of gallons of oil into the water every hour, the Coast Guard and BP are trying everything they can to reduce the spill before it makes landfall. Crews have corralled part of the slick inside a 500-foot boom, maneuvered it away from the slick, and set fire to it. If successful, the technique could be expanded over the next few days. The slick is expected to make landfall this weekend in the Mississippi River Delta, and booms are being deployed across the most fragile wildlife ecosystems. Federal officials say it will be weeks, if not months, before the spill is brought completely under control. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, New Orleans.
President Obama wrapped up a two-day Midwest tour today with a push for stronger financial regulation. Republican senators have stopped blocking debate on a bill that would create stronger oversight for the financial markets. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro has more.
While lawmakers in Washington have been fighting over this bill, President Obama was talking about the legislation at small-town events in Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. He wrapped up his trip in Quincy, Illinois, with a speech to about 2,000 supporters at a civic center. He said he's very pleased that Republicans will let the bill get to the Senate floor.
We need good old common sense Wall Street reform, and we need it today.
The other main focus of this trip was clean energy. The president visited a wind turbine plant in Iowa and a factory in Missouri that produces ethanol from corn. He said these technologies can create new jobs in rural communities and cut America's dependence on foreign oil. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
A group of House lawmakers are calling on the Justice Department to launch a criminal probe into activities at the investment bank Goldman Sachs. That follows yesterday's at times contentious Capitol Hill hearing, where lawmakers expressed their frustration with Goldman over allegations it sought to profit from the collapse of the housing bubble. Should a cross dedicated to the victims of World War I be allowed to remain on public land? That's the issue that went before the Supreme Court today, with justices in a 5-4 vote in essence opting to punt, voting to send the case back to a federal judge. The court refused to order the removal of the cross from its longtime home atop a rocky outcropping in California's Mojave Desert. Kelly Shackelford is chief counsel with the Liberty Legal Institute.
The court was very clear that this was not some sort of memorial to some sectarian belief or some sort of religious creed. They said it was very clearly there to honor fallen soldiers.
Cross has stood its existing site since 1934. Positive outcome from today's Fed meeting, where interest rates remained low, kept the Dow propped up. The stocks closed up 53 points today. The Nasdaq was up a fraction. This is NPR. At least five people in a predominantly Shiite area of Baghdad were killed today in twin car bomb attacks. Police and hospital officials say at least 17 others were injured in the bombings. In both instances, officials say the vehicles were driven by suicide bombers and involved attacks at or near security checkpoints. The bombings occurred in Baghdad's Dora neighborhood, once a stronghold of the group al-Qaeda in Iraq, and the scene of fierce fighting involving U.S. troops. A growing group of health insurance companies says they will implement another requirement of the new health law early. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, this one makes it more difficult for them to drop coverage for people after they get sick.
The practice is called insurance rescission. It happens when someone gets ill, files a claim, and then the insurance company uses some technicality on that person's original application to cancel the policy retroactively, leaving the patient facing thousands of dollars in unpaid bills. The new health law makes rescissions illegal except in clear-cut cases of fraud. That provision takes effect in September. But now several insurance companies, including the nation's two largest, WellPoint and United Healthcare, say they'll implement the new policy on rescissions this spring. So will Blue Shield of California. The change comes in the wake of accusations against WellPoint that it was targeting women with breast cancer for policy cancellations. WellPoint has denied those charges. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
National Weather Service now says it's official. A single large tornado was to blame for 10 deaths last weekend in Mississippi. Initially, it was unclear whether more than one twister cut a long swath through that state, damaging upwards of 700 homes. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.